sitting to their right, and they were alarmed. And they were, here's a note, they were not happy. Did you notice that? Here they are, the morning of the third day, going into the tomb of Jesus, who said he would repeatedly, I'm going to rise on the third day. And they get to the tomb, and the stone is rolled away, and they go inside, and there's the angel, and they're scared to death. What in the world has happened here? They did not start shouting, praise God, we knew Jesus would do it. They were surprised and frightened. But he said to them, don't be alarmed. You are looking for Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He's not here. See, the place where they lay. But now go. Tell his disciples, including Peter, he is going ahead of you into Galilee. You will see him there just as he told you. And when they went out, they fled from the tomb. And trembling and amazement gripped them, and they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid. They were not rejoicing yet. Still afraid. Now, verse 9. Now, after he arose early in the morning, the first day of the week, he appeared first to Maria the Magdalene, out of whom he had cast seven demons. She was the one who went and gave the report to those who had been with him as they were mourning and weeping. Who did she go give a report to? The disciples. What were they doing? Mourning and weeping. They weren't sitting around polishing their shoes thinking as soon as Jesus is raised from the dead, we're going to start up again. They were mourning and weeping. That was the human part. Now, when they heard, now this is the third day, and they were mourning and weeping. And when they heard that he was alive, this is the disciples, when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe it. This is the third day. The women come and say, the tomb is empty. An angel has spoken to us. And they say, no, they didn't. This is the human part. I mean, they were not saying, praise God, he came through. We believed him and now it's so. It's time to go down and see the tomb and see Jesus. They didn't say that. They didn't believe them. They weren't finished mourning and weeping. Very bad for that woman to interrupt their mourning and weeping. Here's God's part. After these things, he appeared to two of them in another form as they were walking, going into the country. And here's their part. And they came back and reported it to the rest, but they didn't believe them either. Jesus' disciples did not say, those women must have been right. We should have believed them. They said, these two go crazy too. Here's the God part. Afterward, he appeared to the 11 themselves as they reclined at the table. And he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he was risen, had arisen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the... Now, Mark squeezes it down to, summarizes everything, even into Pentecost, for whatever reason. Said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. But he who does not believe will be damned. These signs will accompany those who believe. In my name they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will pick up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, it will not harm them. They will lay hands on the sick, and they will be made well. Then the Lord, after he had spoken to them, was taken up into heaven. See, this was in the book of Acts here.